all over the news lately, you hear about how much rental cars are costing right now. And Raven almost had a heart attack the other day when he was trying to book one.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go away on a trip right after Labor Day. And I'm used to seeing rental costs at a certain amount. These are like three times the amount. On top of it, I read some article that said when I get to the airport, there might not even be a car there.
Jonathan Weinberg is the founder and CEO of AutoSlash. Jonathan, what is up with the rental car market?
The rental car market is just crazy these days. I hate to use the word unprecedented because it's such an overused term, but we've been in this business 11 years and I've never seen anything like it.
Jonathan, is this a regional thing? Is this like nationwide? And what are they doing about it to correct this problem?
It's regional in the sense that we're seeing the problem most prevalently in the tourist areas right now. And that would be the leisure destinations like Florida, Phoenix, Las Vegas, Hawaii. But we're also starting to see the problem in areas around some of the national parks. We're seeing complete sellout situations all the way through July and August, which is really concerning. And we're also seeing really tight availability on larger vehicles like SUVs and minivans. And while we see the problem constrained to the sunnier, warmer areas right now, we do think that the problem is going to migrate northward and hit the Northeast and the Midwest and some of the West as the weather gets warmer.
But why? Are there less cars? Or is it just because people want to go away more now
Alaska's
more than ever?
Open. Florida's open, right?
The answer is yes to both those questions. Let me just rewind briefly back to March of 2020 when COVID first started. Rental car companies saw their business down 90%, and they basically had to pivot into survival mode. They basically sell off large parts of their vehicle fleets. And in the industry parlance, it's called defleeting. Essentially, they sold off hundreds of thousands of vehicles, anywhere from 30 to 40% for some of the major companies. And it makes sense because vehicles are the largest expense in a car rental operation. Fast forward to 2021, people started to get vaccinations. Folks started to become a little more comfortable traveling. They were also tired of being cooped up at home and cold. And I think all of a sudden there was this massive resurgence of travel. And we first saw it President's Day, Valentine's Day weekend. Just almost every airport in Florida was completely sold out. 18 of the 20 airports had zero availability, which was something that we'd never seen before, ever. And anything even close to it was like Thanksgiving and Christmas week.
So what do you do? What do you do if you're in a situation like Raven where you need a car and like you don't want to pay through the nose? Do you think it's going to get better?
Oh, I'm going to get Jonathan's personal email.
Well, besides that.
Yeah, but besides,
I'm sure, yeah.
Right, like if I was a peasant. No, I mean, if I had no friends, no connections.
Well, you know, thankfully people do have connections. Obviously, they know about AutoSlash right now. I mean, that's a great way to save. But even beyond AutoSlash, the most important thing is to book as early as possible. Where we're seeing the most issues are people that are booking last minute. If you plan ahead, that's really your key move there. That's really the key thing. AutoSlash has this great feature where we'll track the price of the rental. So you can go and make a reservation for June or July or whatever you need. You just come to our website, whether you made the reservation with us originally or not. You can make it anywhere you want, directly with the rental car company at Expedia, and we'll track it for you. And we'll let you know if we find a better deal. So it's really a key way to kind of make sure you get the best deal between the time you book and the time you pick up the car.
Thank you for your time, Jonathan.
My pleasure. Thank you.
How about that email?
Right. Thank you.